89% of likely voters approve of background checks for all gun sales, and 86% of voters approve such background checks in polls in a national cross-section of 21 states. And that's in line with other recent polls that have found that more than 90% of Americans support background checks for all gun buyers. And polling overseen by Republican Frank Luntz has found that 82% of gun owners, including 74% of National Rifle Association members, support requiring criminal background checks for anyone purchasing a gun. There's no real debate among the American people. Around the country, Americans understand that requiring a background check for every gun sale is just good common sense. And some states are taking action, including New York, thanks to Governor Cuomo, and Colorado, thanks to Governor Hickenlooper, who have seen such terrible mass murders. And in Connecticut, Governor Malloy has proposed, and legislators appear prepared to act on, firearm safety reforms as well. They include making private gun sales subject to background checks, limiting the size of high-capacity ammunition magazines, and strengthening anti-gun trafficking measures. Newtown families have played a big role in advancing this proposed legislation. They can speak from firsthand pain. But such state action is not enough. There is a national problem, because guns sold in states with weak gun laws are all too often found crossing state lines and are used to commit crimes elsewhere. So we really need national leadership in Washington if we're going to stop this scourge. Thankfully, there has been some encouraging progress. For example, last week, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted in favor of a number of reforms, including a measure to expand background checks to private gun sales, which is how some 40% of gun purchases in the nation are made. More than 6.5 million gun sales during 2012 alone.